Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. I think that music indicates that we should have our microphones thrown open and to talk to the people who are fortunate enough to be tuned to this CBS station.
Do you really know how fortunate you are that you're getting this?
Do you really? I mean, sometimes you people, you sit there and listen, or you drive along and listen, having no idea, really, how lucky you are that you stumbled onto this show.
We'd like to keep you company for the next quarter hour and to bring forth a few thoughts on several items.
We've had a lot of mail, I should say, saying, hey, Bob and Ray, why don't you fellas play a little more rock and roll music on your show? Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't, really.
No, we could if we...
Hey, one of these days, we could play some, couldn't we?
Yes, maybe tomorrow.
How about that? We're checking now with our producer. Wake him up. Somebody wake him up.
Old producer.
He's just saying, can we play a little more rock and roll? Maybe tomorrow? Thank you.
Good. So that's something to look forward to.
Put a blanket over him because it's drafty in that control room.
We're going to have Biff Burns along a little bit later. We'll have another edition of our famous swap shop where we trade things with members of the audience. Right now, we'd like to present our feature, Shrunken World, in which we discuss subjects of interest to most everyone by three prominent people in different parts of this world of ours. First, from New Delhi, the Minister of Resources, American-educated Singh Gupta. Can you hear me, Singh?
Very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Morgan Sturdley.
And our speaker in Bonn, Professor Hans von Klepper.
I can hear you fine. Yes, sir?
And from Midvale University, right here in the United States, Professor Harkness E. Yarnell.
Yes, thank you. I can hear you very well.
And our subject for discussion is conservation of the world's resources. And I think as Minister of Resources, Singh Gupta, we should begin with you and hear your views from New Delhi.
Well, the topic, of course... concentration, to me, has always been important. I think that the average person does not take time out from his busy life to look inward where the true person is. And I think the only way he can do that is by concentrating. I think this is something that has to be learned. I think a person should be instructed in concentration, how to concentrate. Although I know there are exceptions, there are those who can concentrate and do other things. Napoleon Bonaparte, for instance.
To interrupt just a moment, Mr. Gupta, perhaps along these lines, Professor Klepper has something he can add to our subject, conservation of world's resources.
Well, I hope I can. Conversation has always been a subject I think that probably has been closer to my heart than any other. I think in this country, particularly, that people are subjected to so many outside stimuli that they don't take time for conversation or to converse with one another. Let's face it, conversation had to be the very first form of communication.
Let's see what Professor Harkness E. Yarnell out at Midvale University can add to this, as he has listened to the first two guests speak. Professor, can you cast any light on the subject from your point of view?
Yes. In the laboratory just this morning, I had four students. And we conducted, under my guidance, what I think is a very interesting experiment in condensation. Now, as you know, you can take X amount of water and you can condense it. Or you can take any hard, soluble mass. I'm thinking now, say, of, trying to think of something that the average layman would understand. Heavy water. Now, you can take heavy water, for instance, and you can condense that so that you can take out certain components And in that sense, you're condensing the heavy water, and then you can even condense the components that you have removed.
Thank you.
And never, let me finish.
Excuse
and
me.
Never have changed the chemical makeup
I
of
see.
It.
Well, I think we're getting to the crux of the situation. And if you heard Professor Yarnell, Singh Gupta in New Delhi, can you tie in your feelings on the subject with what he has said?
I would like to say this, that before, if I was going into a laboratory, before I'd go in there, I would spend 10 or 15 minutes with my head on my desk, concentrating. I would try to eliminate from my mind all these outside extraneous thoughts that fill one's mind. Remember that the human mind logs and keeps everything that he's ever heard or seen.
Yes.
And keeps it in his mind.
I just handed a note saying that Mr. Guppy and Mr. Yarnell cannot hear each other, but I trust Professor von Klepper in Bonn has heard the two other speakers, and perhaps you can wrap it up, Professor.
Right. Well, let me finish this way. So many of us spend so much time listening to the radio, watching TV, going to movies, or otherwise seeking enjoyment, that they have forgotten that one of the most singular sources of human enjoyment is conversing with one another, the interchange of ideas that can come only through conversation. I think if we could emphasize to our young ones that conversation is as important as anything else, then we probably have accomplished something here today.
We hope that we have accomplished something here today, and our thanks to Mr. Gupta, Professor von Klepper, and Dr. Yarnell for your divergent views on the subject conservation of our world's resources. We hope to be talking with you again when
Goodbye.
Next time we present Truck the World, and we hope you can
Bye.
Hear each other the next time.
Bye.
Higginbotham here. We will now commence our lesson in stereophonic reproduction. Listen to the call of the spotted bill snicker on ordinary stereo. Now then, on a Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph. Obvious difference, what? The Columbia stereophonic system really causes all others to blush. For it is not composed of just a few separated speakers. Columbia is the originator and exclusive purveyor of stereo projection. Only Columbia fills every inch of a room with real, lifelike sound. Now, when I was birdwatching with the Duchess of... But let that pass. You simply must hear the Stereo One phonograph by Columbia. Ask your Columbia phonograph dealer for a demonstration. And, chaps, portables are priced as low as $39.95. Consoles commence at $129.95. Blast that bird.
This is Biff Burns in the Biff Burns Sports Room with another interview of sports interest today with one of the outstanding hockey players and a gentleman with a great name in the field of hockey, the forward for the Gaspé Goliaths, Dirty Pierre. I wonder, Pierre, if you'd sit in here and tell us a little bit about the your team and how you're going, and also about the rumors that you are one of the dirtiest players in hockey today.
I would say on that that I was reading the papers where they would think I was played dirty on it there. Well, I think that I would call myself a competitor on it there. I was play fierce.
But, in other words, you're in there to win, and it doesn't really matter
I was in there to get the puck on top of the other net there, and some fellow wearing a suit that doesn't look like mine, I mean, I hit him on it there. I was, I had some lead on the end of my stick there.
That's what I understood, your weighted stick, which you use quite frequently.
Well,
causes quite a bit of damage.
Yes, that's it on it there. But, plus, of course, my skates there, I always have them pinpoint sharp there. I mean, these are really sharp on it there.
you could cut through a rose veil any day with my skates.
I think at the present time also you hold the record for more penalties than any other.
I was chew some stuff there.
What's that?
I was chew some stuff during the game on it. I would put it on the highs. My opponent will...
Well, things like gum and...
stuff like that.
Stuff like that. You have the record for more time in the penalty box than any other player.
That's because I play fierce there. But to call me dirty on it there, I think, is not being fair to me.
Well,
what are some of the other players? I mean, I was scarred up there.
Well, I know, but a lot of those scars have come from the fans, isn't that right?
Well, in the penalty box there, I was getting injured from the home team, a fan. When we were on the road there, when I was put on top of the penalty box, I was get hit there by the people. There was throw bottles on it there. They was throw all the popcorn kernels there. It was hurt.
They really kind of took it out on you. They kind of blamed you for
the... Well, lady was hit with a polo mallet there. That's why I wear another hat size.
Well, it certainly is a tough game, a rough one, and a fast one, and we certainly hope you have a good many years left.
If it's good, I only hope I can come here and scratch them rumors I'm dirty on Ed.
Well, we'll be looking for the Gaspé Goliath next time they're in town, and until
then... Look out, buddy, I'm coming through.
Good luck, Dirty Pierre.
Fair enough to me, I guess. Time out briefly here, though, for one of the strangest stories of our time.
The year 1947, the place Long Island, a little fishing community called Shad Row.
And suddenly, in the middle of August, a violent gale struck, almost without warning. And one of the fishermen, Felix Miniver, watched helplessly as his cottage was swept into the sea. Everything he owned lost in a cruel blow of nature.
Among other personal effects he lost was a strong box full of United States savings money.
But now listen to this. This is where it gets really strange. Just a month ago, Mr. Miniver was cleaning a fish he'd caught and discovered, to his amazement, that the fish contained a gold watch with his name on it.
And what makes it strange is that he'd never owned a gold watch in his life.
And about those U.S. savings bonds, they were never found. But the government paid off for them anyway. They always do, you know.
Tonight's thinly veiled plug for United States savings bonds. Ask for them by name.
Now, his Uncle Bob, the old Yankee swapper, here to conduct the famous Bob and Ray swap shop.
Thanks, old-timer, and we're going to ask that anyone in our studio audience who has something they would like to swap, stand up, call the usher to your seat, and tell us what it is, and we'll see if we can find someone who'd like to swap for it.
I have something. Is this mic on over my head?
Yes, I can hear you, ma'am.
You want me to say what I have to swap?
Yes, if you would.
I have a fireless cooker that I'd like to swap for a picture or a bust of Thomas Jefferson.
All right. Well, now let's see if there's anyone here.
What's this fireless cooker there?
Excuse me. Pierre, you
have them up on top of the Gaspé there.
I don't quite know what a fireless cooker is. Can you?
Thomas Jefferson, who's played dirty on the other team?
No. Thomas Jefferson.
No. He's not a hockey player. No. He was one of our earlier presidents.
Well, what about the cooker now? How does this work? So that our...
Well, the fireless cooker... It belonged to my grandmother, and to be frank with you, I don't know how they work.
Was it an antique, actually?
Well, it would be pretty old.
All right. Well, now, who has...
Grandmother went west in the Conestoga.
Mm-hmm. That's a wagon?
What?
Wagon?
Yes, in a Conestoga wagon, so it's pretty old, this fireless.
Well, does anybody here have a bust of Thomas Jefferson that they'd like to swap for the fireless cooker? Anybody in the crowd here?
No, I haven't. I have a picture of him. It's on one of the dollar bills.
Would a picture do, man?
Well, if it's a big enough denomination, yes.
So, if Bob will put it together at
the swap shop. We're running out of time here, aren't we?
I guess so.
And we'll be back, though, just a second. I think we'll have the sound. What is it, a rare bird? Yes, in just 10 seconds.
The sound of a rare bird.
Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to ride if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
CBS newsmen reveal the world tonight every night on the CBS Radio Network.